seems like just yesterday was the first parade, which actually wasn't the Wayne Kelly Memorial Parade. That was just a, it was just a St. Patrick's Day parade that was actually just thrown together by some of the staff up at the hospital, the psych ward, some of the kitchen crew, people like that just showed up downtown at the noon whistle and had their own parade. And I've actually got video footage of it, which it was just hilarious. They were dressed in gunny or potato, you know, gunny sacks, and they had a potato drill team, and that was the first parade.
And it went on like that for a while, and then, of course, in memory of your father, Wayne, it was renamed the Wayne Kelly Memorial Parade back in 1992, so it's been known as that. But let's talk about the Top Dog part of it. Did not start out as a Top Dog Parade, started out also as you mentioned, the St. Patrick's Day Parade, but somehow when their animals got in the mix.
I don't remember exactly what year, Dennis, but I can remember clearly that Wendell Holby was a City of Chelan policeman at that point in time, and fairly new, if I remember right, and he was he had acquired a dog that was going to be in training for drug use for the City of Chelan, and they were needing training. And Bonnie Aston came to one of the Chelan Business Association meetings with the idea that if we were to charge a $5 entry fee, and people brought dogs down or pets down dressed in you know, St. Patrick's Day attire, that we could have the, you know, a competition between them, bringing them down through the parade route and judging, and then the top dog, hence the top dog parade, would win the top dog prize, and then we would have a second and a third place, which we did. The idea took off. We had registration behind Green's Drug, and several people, I mean, people just loved it. It was a great, great addition to the parade, and we raised quite a bit of money for the Chelan Police Department and the training of this drug dog. And then later on, two, three years later, we lost Wendell to the Sheriff's Department, and of course the dog went with him because he'd been trained, you know, they'd been trained together.
And then since that time, it's certainly not limited to dogs, because I can recall a pig. There's been llamas, of course, horses. We've had motorcycles in the event, all kinds of, you know, people and kids and animals.
Goats, yes. We had visiting dignitaries 1 year. We had Elvis 1 year in a limousine. Trying to think of who else. We've invited several people that haven't shown up. That's been nice. But it's just, one thing's for sure, the thing is just absolutely brings a lot of smiles to a lot of faces and is just hilarious. The parade's been as long as 35 to 40 minutes. Average, I would say, is 20 minutes. Lineup's always been at noon on Saturday behind the old Green's Drug building in the parking lot there. We've always had a safe parade, and I've always asked people to please bring dogs that, you know, they knew weren't going to cause trouble, and we've had very, you know, very good success with that and been able to keep the parade because of that. So I just ask people to come and have a good time. We'll hopefully have sunshine.